What's going on, everybody? Mike Miliani here again. Happy Thursday to everybody. Hope everybody is doing well. For this podcast for this Thursday, what I wanted to discuss was something that kind of ties into what was being talked about this past Tuesday in the post about Evan Brewer from The Faceless discussing the idea of originality. And that is the idea of finding your own sound. It's something that all of us as bass players, all of us as musicians really strive to do. We want that sound, we want that feel, we want that thing that distinguishes us from other bass players, from other musicians, and if we're playing in a band, we want that edge that kind of discerns us from other bands in our city, other bands in that particular genre of music. We really put ourselves in positions mentally and physically to really craft ourselves as our own individual identity. But something I've been getting a lot of commentary about is, how do I go about finding my own sound? How do I reach my own originality? And a question like that comes up a lot, and there's how-tos, there's wiki how-tos, there's Yahoo answers all over the place that think they all have the answer, that finding your own voice and finding your own place to be original in is easy as a how-to formula. It's as easy as if it was some kind of scientific algorithm that you could write it down, do it, and ta-da, you're original. That's it. That's you. Music, because it is a fine art and it's very subjective by nature, originality and finding your own sound are all kind of subjective things that are up for you to determine and for your audience to determine. Wow, that's great, or wow, I'm not a fan of that, or wow, I like that, but I'm not a fan of that part as well. But if you somehow kind of did something with both of them, we could get something going here. There's a lot more leeway, and it's not quite as clear-cut as math or science, where you do it the formula, and boom, that's it, you got it, it's done. But I wanted to make this podcast to kind of steer away from a lot of the how-to-be originals and how-to-find-your-own-sound kind of forum posts or wiki posts or Yahoo answer posts and all that kind of stuff that you might find around the internet, and instead sort of present a real life situation in hopes that it kind of gives everybody who's listening to this a little bit more perspective, and that originality can come from a lot of different areas. Finding your own sound can come from a lot of different areas, and there is no one way. And if you found a way that even in the slightest way you can call your own, that's your way. You did it. You did it. You found something there. So the example I wanted to use was my own personal experience of how I think I developed a sound that I can sit back and go, yes, this is me. I don't hear anybody in Rhode Island playing this way. I don't hear a lot of bands in the scene that I'm in playing this way. There's not a lot of bands out here in Raleigh or Durham that are playing this way. I can say with a fair amount of confidence that this is my playing style. And the way I've kind of always come about doing this since I started playing music was it always began with trying to copy verbatim somebody else's playing, but then along the way something happens, it changes up, and I go, oh, well, that was better, and I run with that instead. I can say pretty confidently that most of the ideas that I've ever gotten for bass lines or compositions, whether they were for my rock band or like a big band composition, they all started with trying to copy verbatim somebody who was more successful than me. But along the way, in that copying process, I wasn't able to do it all the way. I wasn't able to do it all the way. It didn't come out right. I didn't have the ear. I heard things differently that I thought were one thing but didn't end up being another. And just by working at it long enough, well, with that mindset of, I want it to sound like this guy, I want it to sound like this song, I want it to feel like this band, it ended up turning into my own thing. And that's pretty I can say that pretty confidently, that that's kind of how I've done it with every project I've ever done with. And is that good or is that bad? It's neither. It is what it is. And I can say also confidently that no matter how many times I've tried to copy verbatim somebody else, it's never happened. I don't think I've ever verbatim copied another bass player's bass line. I don't think I've ever copied another musician's song. I might have copied their feel, like kind of that go for that disco feel, or go for that Red Hot Chili Peppers funk feel, or go for that kind of Minutemen really driving funky punk kind of sound and feel. I've always kind of tried to cop the feel, but in terms of what actually is being played, it's never the same. Every time I've strived to go out and cop it somebody's exact playing, it's never worked out. And it's always ended up manifesting into something that I can call my own. And then from there, as I play it more, as I develop it more, it becomes even more my own. So I guess this is also kind of an example of that old adage that there are really no new ideas, that everybody's kind of stealing from everybody else in that regard. All ideas, to some extent, are just kind of evolutions, if you will, or manifestations of other people's ideas. So as this pertains to you, the listener, the bass player, the musician, when it comes to developing your own sound, I mean, don't take my experience for what it is. Don't feel like this is the only way to achieve your own sound. I'm sure there are lots of other ways, and even after hearing this real-life example, you might be more apt to look at your own situation and go, you know what, actually, I kind of did something similar, or I didn't do that, but I did this instead, and okay, that's how I got that, you know? So there's different ways to achieve your own sound, and we spend a lot of time trying to find our own sound, but in reality, we might have actually been owning our own sound this whole time. We might have actually just established our own sound this whole time, but we might have just gotten caught up in the whole problem of trying to sound like somebody else. We keep beating ourselves down. Oh, I don't sound like Jameson. I don't sound like Geddy Lee. I don't sound like Mike Watt. I don't sound like Phil Lesh. But along the way, you've established some kind of a hybrid between James Jameson, Geddy Lee, Phil Lesh, and Mike Watt. And without really knowing it, you've built your own sound. And there is no how-to, again, tying back to my original point, there is no how-to manual on crafting your own sound. There is no how-to manual to find your own musical identity. It really is something that comes with a lot of listening, a lot of playing, a lot of playing, and just a lot of experimenting. Whether you do like what I did, and that is you go, I like that so much, I need a song that sounds exactly like Corona by the Minutemen. I need a song that sounds exactly like that, that's got that exact feel. But along the way, it has some of the elements, but it's not it. It ends up turning into my song. If that's something you do as well, that's great. You've done something for yourself as well. So to kind of wrap this podcast up, there's a lot of different ways to find your own sound. And I've given you my personal example in hopes that you take something away from that, but by no means assume that that is the only way to find your own sound and to find your musical identity. At the end of the day, it comes with a lot of listening, a lot of playing, and a lot of experimentation. And again, you can't write experimentation. You can't make a formula to be experimental. It is something that comes with a lot of playing. You sit at your practice chair, or you sit at your desk, or wherever you do your best playing, and you go at it. You work a lot with your bandmates. When you're not rehearsing your songs, you just jam out and see what comes out. You might have started with a bass line that sounded kind of like YYZ, but it might have manifested into your own thing. So now you got ABC or some other bass line that you can call your own. So to kind of bring that all together, there is no one-size-fits-all solution for crafting your own sound, but you can craft your own sound through a lot of playing and a lot of listening. Now, that might seem obvious to some others. It might have just been a big revelation, but there really is no magic pill for crafting your own sound and being original. It is something that can be spurred by the ideas and the creations of others, as well as your own interpretation, your own spin, and your own experimentation. So with that, I'm Mike Emiliani from Smart Bass Guitar. I'm signing off. Have a great day.